והאחרים מקום. אפילו עוד משויה, תלמו חבצי את הכל, מתגדלים לבחות, ואומר לי משלוח. מתקים תשיב לי, ולהלוך על הכל בחיים הפתחה לאחר, הם יכולו לקום את, בצוואל ביטים ריקים, ודברכי לי דדת נגד, דדתי, אז היא שויה, שוגרם, עמיד זהה. תראו לי כפי רשעש, כפי זה כמה תמיסי, להיות לשויה, מכולה ומכון. רק את אינבולנציה שאיתן לתתקים דברכים כמו כשחב לאחר עברוי קומר אם לא יעושה המי ששויה אם לא יעושה המי ששויה זאת אומרת, בוא, אם זה נעשה מי תמיסה, פוינט את מי שויה ובאם כן כבר so איתן, לא די חילוב, דאפי לא יהיו איזה שליח שלוח, שליח חילוב, תסחיל איתם שליח, תלמו חבר של כמה זמן נציאת. So, it's a, זאת מכן דוחן. Because, so first, תשווה איזה מסי כאן רשי, on the basis of flora. On the basis of flora. So, it's a, we couldn't distinguish the case of what is שליח, and what is שליח. Because, תסחיל איתם שליח, So many of you, even if you are a shliach, you are a shliach. So what difference? So what difference should it make? Now, on this question, this is not a shliach question, because there is a machlech of Hashem in this world of shliach is a shliach, or shliach is not a shliach. So we could say that the shita of Rashi is that shliach is not a shliach. That Shriya is not a Tamshir. But it is usually assumed that this question is whether Shriya is a Tamshir or Shriya is a Tamshir is told in the two Kyosuris in Gimorah and Ganesha, the finality. There the Gimorah says, in Zohar we Lohar, Avo Zohar we Kof. So the Gimorah says, in Zohar we Yaakov, Avo Zohar we Kof. And then the reveal says, Avon Zochin will cut me the rabbi. Avon Zochin will cut me the rabbi. If anyone has a Gemara, then it's here, let me know. Avon Zochin will cut me Now the Gemara said it first that by an hour from his baby. So the Gemara said it that first. Ike de Amre. Omer Abashi, ki amrina nishlichat un nochi hami dir inu izdon. Abra nam li yudu habu nishliach. Vod Abashi b'dusi. Ma ish li inu izdon de loi zechi vatim gamatan rabish vachachem. Ma atim nishlichat vachachem nishlich. Anam li yudu namu. Ma atim nishlichat vachachem. אל עוד רבה של דוסי. רבינו אמר, נהי לשליחת לנוחי לסלי, שחייה מדרבון ניסלי. מי נדהב הכל? כל תנועה בפרוגע בדיו לסלי שליחת. איסלי שחייה מדרבון, הוכן נאמה לא ישנה. That's the girse that we have in our text. But there is another girse. כל תנועה, כל תנועה בפרוגע בדיו לסלי שליחת. So the Gemara says, לא, ישראל עוד רבה שליחת. Akum will also look for Shlichet. So Akum has no Shlichet Siv Midrabo. And the Amin Yigus has no Shriya Yiv Midrabo. But there is a girl say, Kotten Abel Gavu Lesley Shlichet Siv Shriya Midrabonon, and there is a girl say, Isley Shriya. And they say, it means Isley Shriya Midrabo, Zohar Mikot Midrabo. So those who say, so it is assumed, that those who say, Isley, Shriya Midrabonon hold that Shriya Midrabo. So So, only mit Rabbonon nicht gesehen, we can say Sachen mit Kosten, not mit Reis. But those who are Geras is with Sriya, not is with Sriya mit Rabbonon, so they can hold that Sriya is love with Amshirchen. Love with Amshirchen. So maybe now Rashi doesn't mention here, is with Sriya mit Rabbonon. He just says here, is with Sriya. So it seems that Rashi hears the word, that Zochen we got mit Reis. If Zochen we got mit Reis, so Rashi can agree with the Shite, that Sri is love with Am Shlichen. So the male and that Kashi doesn't apply to Rashi. So too, there is no Aloch of Zochen by Tehle to Malchim, Mokim Shechav Lachir. But there is Aloch of Shlichen. Because Shluch Shlomi Kamei say, so just as the Malchim himself can grant, even though it's Chav Lachir, so the Shliach can also grant. But then Tehle is mentioned as Rakash. Ulloi kibir ish Rashi feels the kamen mitzir, was the Shliach mikul haom mikone. They include that you know your Shliach Shluch Eru, is Shliach mit Am Shlichen, ki the Mucha lefer kamen no mitzir, u efer kem bin Amuda. U efer kem Amuda. So this Kashi is no Kashi against Rashi. But Teisa says another Kashi. And he's from the Yibor Iksumis. After all, he's Shluach, and he's Mucha Lefer Kakeisi. Gabi Yima Bachoshe, the Omar will be Shluchay. And still the Yibor is said that we apply the Alocher of Atev is about Chayim Vimokei Shechav Lachem. So that Kashi is a Kashi against Rashi. In other words, the Kashi on the basis of Svore is no Kashi because Rashi Shite could be that Shriye is love with Am Shlifes. But the Kashi from the Yibor Iksumis. That's a kashi. Now let's see what's the context of that gemara. Now the Mishnah that the Dalet Yisuv is mentions a machlekes between Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. Now there is a loch in Tarfon Yasna Loi Mishtab. So if Reuven, let's say, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Reuven died, so if he left Nichot, Nichsed the United, Kakois, real estate, Sodeis, buildings, real estate. So then the Malve, Shimon, can come and collect from the real estate because there is a Shimon. But suppose Reuven did not leave any real estate, he only left Mitalkali. He has Nichsed the United. Nichsen in Aide, Mitalkalin, so Mitalkalin Yasmin Loi Mishtab. The Balchev himself, from the Levi himself, so Afilim Limit Al Katve. So as long as Reuven was alive, so Shimon could even grab his coat in payment of the debt. But from the Yisemim, from the Yoshim, he can only collect if they are Kakois. But Mitalkalin not. Mitalkalin not. So Mitalkalin Yasmin Loi Mishtab. So then the Mishnah that Pidale had mentioned, Sima Kwe Kutin Rav Tarfon Rav Akiva, so Rav Tarfon says that even though there is no Shibut HaMitalkalin, but if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Reuven died, and Reuven, let's say, had some movable property, let's say he had a boat in Mitalkalin, so if the boat is in the Lishus of the Yoshim, let's say, they have their own lake. The Nesis, had its own river, or its own lake. And then the boat is anchored in the lake that belonged to Reuven, for Reuven. So then Shimon cannot be tafis in the boat. He cannot even row. But if the boat is in the Rishus HaRabim, not in the Rishus of the Yoshim, so then Rav Tarfon says that even after the death of the Levi, the Malvi can come and grab. Even though Mitalkal Yasin is Loi Mishtah. Mitalkal Yasin Mishtah. So, this is what Rav Tarfon says. Rav Akiva Meir, no.
חבטאוף חבקיף יש סנוף אם ירחבים בדין אלו ינוסנו ליושע. So this is what חבקיף says. We pass like חבקיף and not like חבטאוף. But חבטאוף שיטה is that even though without the יסמה לא משתב דה, so ממילא, if the without the יסמה are already in the issues of the יושע, so then the Malbe cannot collect. But if the Mitalkalim happened to be upon the death of the Levi in the Rishus Rabbi, so then the Malve can be taken in payment of the debt. Then the Gemara mentions a story which Yema Bachoshe Abu Mosik Bizuze Bahu Gavre. Yema Bachoshe was the Malve. He had lent money to someone, a certain person, Shochim, so the Levi died, the Shochim Karve, and he left the boat. Omer Yishluchei, so Yema Bachoshe, the Malve, said to, that's not paid out of it, Zil Tapsen Ale, Ozel Tapsen. So he told the Shliach to grab the boat in payment of the debt. Pogu Be'rapopi Rabunei B'rid Rabbi Shua, they were also Balechimves of that disease. And they saw that the Shliach of Yema Bachoshe was trying to grab the boat. So they told him, you are grabbing on behalf of Yema Bachoshe at our expense. We are also Malachim. The Yom Rabbeich Natil Bachim of Shechav Lachiri, we come in. Tav Seinu. So they grabbed. They were the Bachim, the Malachim is themselves. Rav Popel Mimlach Mulcher, Rav Nibrid Abishir, Mantach Lo, Yushle, Maroma, Anokan Elikule, Maroma, Anokan Elikule, Poke Barat Pinchas, Barame, Omaru, Rabu, Shbul, Damu, Dabaye, Vushe, Tziburim, Unochim, Vashus, Rabi. Vinushe, Tziburim, Unochim, Vashus, Rabi. So in other words, they all did it according to Raptar. Even though we don't pass like Hatal, we pass like Habakim. But they held like Hatal. So Mimele, so that's the Kashi. So you see, it's Gimorim for Ashes. Here, Yema Bachoshe designated a Shliach. He appointed someone as a Shliach to grab. And still, Rav Popi and Rav Nebrit Rav Yeshua told him, Atif is Mokim Mokim, Shechav La'achelim. Mokim Shechav La'achelim. So we see that the Aloche, the team by Yossi Shliach, the aloha of Tevis Bachir, Mokim Shechav Lachiri, applies. Now, that seems to be a very strong kashi. Then the Roshim Bol Mitzie, mentions another kashi against Rashi. Oh, that is the Rosh Mufti in Steinmosin, paragraph Chob Zayin. So, אנחנו רב חיסד אב תוואי המקבים של חבר וכל חבר מייתם אבית ללכים אב שלך לאחר לך תלו בכים משפחה לאחר ומיקודם אף לא עושה ברוכים שליח וכוס הפנייה השוי דילב כל כמיני לזק איזה ולא חבר אחרים ועל הישנחיר עם לכוס הפנייה השוי ועניין השליח כבר משלח לא חבר אחר כדימוך על בקסובס גבי אמא בחושה שמור לשלוחי תפייס לי מי ברוכים ואף לא חמור לרב פופ רב נגד רבי שוע תלו בכים אב שלך לאחר סטייסס קש Wait, we go for the mass listen to boy Rav Nachman and Meinak. We only mach leikets. We also, shliach. The Omar Knobi, we got tone to Mikono, Mishum, the Chav Lacheri. Because the Gemorim bo Metzie. The Gemorim bo Metzie. Now, the Gemara in the Mishnah in the says, "Hoy rechiv al gabe beim und daftes am beis. Hoy rechiv al beim und roes am tzie. Vom chavir et novi. Not lo vom ham nizochisi bo zochbo. Im mishnos no yom ham nizochisi bo tchilo lo machlo. Na nos. Mishnah mi des apeyo vom arayt ul prinyon. Ira bo zayim zochbo. Ira zayim achleich. Vrachom meim ri etnen lo na nim tzolish. Omar ule. Omar bishir lo vayim. Machleikes mi oshalom. The machleikes between rabbi zayim vrachom meim is a regard. Mioshaloni, if the Oshia was Milaki the pay, was Maki the pay for a certain money. The Rebbeza saw about Migi the boy Maki Mirsi, the Avoni, the Hosele Hashnam Hosele, who Migi is of Nafsh of the Havre, the Rabbon Savar had Migamrino, Migamrino, Avoni, Loni, the Hakam Zochle, the Migi is of even though Ativ Lachim of Shahabahim is Likone, but since he is himself an Oni, so he has the alternative, is Biode, to be Zeche in the pay for himself. So, the boy is Ochle Navshe, is Ochle Chav. Omele Rab Nachman Ule, Viloim Emaal, Yoni, Moni Machlekes. So the Machlekes is, Rab Lezer holds, that we do say, Mige the boy is Ochle Navshe, is Ochle Chav. And the Rabbon of Rab Lezer say, we do not say, Mige the boy is Ochle Navshe, is Ochle Chav. Domitzie, Hakla Nimetz, Utnan, Hoyerichel Gaban Behimo, Viroe Samtzie, Viomel Chavir Ipnoli, Not Lovomar Anizochisibo, Zochabo. So the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon is whether if meon leoni we say migdi boy zochle nafshe zochle chave. So Rabbi Elazar says we do say by meon leoni migdi boy zochle nafshe zochle chave. And the Rabbanon say we don't say migdi boy zochle nafshe zochle chave. So the meile this mishne can accord with Rabbanon. So that's why even though Ruvein was reichav al gabe chameya gabe behemo. And he saw a mitzie, and Shimon was standing near the mitzie, so Reuven said to Shimon, pick it up for me. And then Shimon picked it up, and then he said, Ani zochisibo, so he's zochibo. Why? Because he is a tail-faced Balchei, Bimokei. What did Shimon try to do? Shimon tried to be zeche for himself. So that was effective. Why? Because Abagbiya Mitzil Chavere is Luikon Chavere. So the first moment when Shimon picked it up, even though he picked it up on behalf of Ruvein, so Ruvein was not Zeichet. Because he stayed with Malchim Mokim Shechav Lachere. So that's why Iyamet Bishlim Onon Machlekes must be Siman Rabboni. Elo Yamre, Yoshem Oni Machlekes, Onon Oni Dibarakon Zochaloi. O Mare Loi Rabbon Loi Rableza. So the Gemara says, "Omale, you must listen to Matrilo." In other words, when the Mishnah says, "Omar nizochisi bo zochabo," so it is reference to the case where Shimon said, "The first moment when I picked it up, I had in mind to be zeche myself. Not that the first moment I had in mind to be zeche for you, and then I changed my mind." So Rav Nachman assumed that the pshat in the Mishnah is that Shimon. The first moment when he picked up the mitzvah, he had in mind to pick it up for Ruvein, and then he changed his mind. And still the Mishnah says that he can change his mind. So it's a raya from the Mishnah that Amakbi Mitzil Chavere is Loikon Chavere, and we do not even say, Migi Dibo Yizoch Lanafsh Yizoch Lechavere. But over there in the Mishnah, Ruvein appointed Shimon the Shliach. He said, Noli, in other words, pick it up for me. So, and still the Gemara applies the aloche of Ativis Balchim Mokim Shechav Lachirim. So it's a right that the aloche of Ativis Balchim Shechav Lachirim applies him to a case where he appointed the Teifes as a Shliach. So there's two kashas. Now, in line with what I said last time, so the Nisives in Simen Reisha in Hei, He answers both kashes against Rashi. Now the Ktzeis in Simen Reish Ayin Hei gives a deichak teretz. I mean, even though it is true, a quote al-pidikduk, so he mentions from a Diktuk Sefer of one of the Rishonim that the Rashi's Loshni is Moi konnet ir vakhim ob shkhal vakhim moi konnet da khiv dem dalet ki di goma bi bi ksuve de laf kol kne nei lives vi escape its mailo vi khav le mi acha shel yose ise hanish shliach litris so the tzi says that the term nation and the mentions rise from certain svar from the Balibigdu in the medieval ages that the term nation is a shema mishutet for the leve and the malach. The Levi and the Malvi. So in other words, when Rashi says, usually the term Neshe, V'Neshe bo l'kachas es shnei ha'ilodi. V'Yisha achas. Neshe yamim tzuhako l'alisho. That's the aptore of Evo. So V'Neshe bo l'kachas es shnei ha'ilodi. So what does V'Neshe mean there? He means the Malvi, the creditor. But he mentions from, say, he cites certain sayings in Dikduk Svarim that say that Neshe is Hashem Amishutev with Malven Relevi. So he says, when Rashi says, Mi'acha Shal Yosu Eise HaNeshe Shliach Litveis, so Rashi means, as since the Neshe, the Relevi, did not make him Shliach. In other words, if the Relevi will tell a certain person, you bled for me, I mean, that's very strange, I know, because then it's not even a Davis. If the Levi tells a certain person, I owe, let's say, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Reuven says to Levi, I owe Shimon $1,000, you bled for me. Doesn't even make sense, I mean, you bled for me. If the Levi tells him, you bled for me, that means he doesn't bled. It's not shayach to discuss a million of tables of Al-Khayr here. So this is a deichat. I mean, but this is what the Ktzei says. However, the Nisimes, in Simen Reish Ha'ilei, he gives a very long disheferes. And it's in line with what I said. Last time I mentioned the Nisimes. He says, there are two shayachs. In other words, this we can say, if Sri is Lavan from Shlechis. So then, when someone is taking the Balchim, we look at Shechav Lacherim, we have to consider two questions. First of all, we have to consider it from the point of view of Zohar Lodim Shalim Fon. And if he was, so even if he wasn't appointed the Shliach, but there is Aloch of Zohar, so if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Reuven also borrowed $1,000 from Yehudim, there are two Balchim. And then a lady, Meilo, grabs from Reuven when this is at the expense of Yehuda. So the question is, from the point of view of Zohar Lodna Shalei Bifono, can Levi be Zeiche for Shimon when it is to the detriment of Yehuda? Of Yehuda. But then, if he was appointed Ishliach, If Shimon appointed Levi as a Shliach, so then we have to consider two questions. First of all, even if he was appointed a Shliach, so it's Ligora, then if he wasn't appointed, whether from the point of view of Zohim, he could read. And then since Levi was designated by Shimon as Shimon Shliach to read from Levi, whether from the point of view of Shlomo Shlomi Kemeitzi, he could read. Maybe if he wasn't appointed Shliach, so from the point of view of Zohar, he couldn't grant it. As Rashi says, it's nothing. He has no right to grant for somebody else when it is at the expense of somebody, of a third party. But if the Balchim appointed him as a Shliach and told him to do it, so then he has a right, because the Balchim has a right. So Memele Shimon himself could grant. So the Mele, Shulchan Shulchan Kamei said, he represents, Levi represents Shimon. We could say that. So we say, so according to Teisves, we don't say Shluchei Shalodim Kimeitzei when it is at the expense of another person. We don't say the Baldomor himself, yes, but to appoint somebody else to represent him when it is to the detriment of another person, that not, so there is no Shlichasim. But the Ram, I mentioned last time, the Ram of Mitzie, in explaining the distinction between Mitzie and Matone, why is it? Because the Gemara in Shtaimorzi mentions three clothing, by get, so the, in order that the Isha should be carried get, when the get is thrown into a Chotzea, so there are two prerequisites. First of all, it must be Mishtamer Chotzea, and then she must be Merimsat Chatzeo. Even if it is Mishtamer, so she could not become Udoreshes, if the woman does not stand Mitzat Chatzeo. That's by get, because get is a chay. By Matone, since it is Chuz, so it doesn't have to be Mishtamer, and it doesn't have to be, if she doesn't have to be Merimsat Chatzeo. By Mitzie, Mishtamer, it has to be. But Merimsat Chatzeo, she doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to be, the Zeich in the Mitzia does not have to be a Mitzat Chatzir. Does not, if it's Mishtama, it's all right. So the Ram is the Kashi Monefshech. Mitzia is a Schuz. So if Mitzia is a Schuz, so just as by Matone. So the Matone can be Zeich when the Matone is thrown into his Chotzer. Even if it's not Mishtama, not only if it's not a Mitzat Chatzir, even if it's not Mishtama, so by Mitzia too, even if it's not Mishtama. So, Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, Ishim Kubetzis Mon Mitzieh, they say that actually the prerequisite of Mishtamer applies to Matone also. But my Matone, where it's Das Acheres Makne Yisom, and the Mitzieh throws it into the Chotzer, so he stands in the Chotzer when he throws in the Chotzer. So then the Mitzieh is Mishamer the Chotzer, so it is Mishtamer. Mashiachim by Mitzieh, if it's not Mishtamer, and the Baal HaChotzer, who wants to be Zeich in the Mitzieh, is not even Zat Chatzir, so it's not Mishnah. But this is what Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Ram says something else, that the only reason is to why Matone, so one can be Zeich, even if it's not Mishtameh, even if it's not Mishtameh, is because Matone is a Schuz, so Zoch Lon Shol Yifono, so it's Zoch Lon Odom, so it's Zohar Odom Shol Yifono, so the Mele becomes the Shliach, so the Chotzer becomes the Shliach of the Baal HaChotzer. So that's only the Matone Ichach. Mashiach Kim Bamitzie, the Chotzer couldn't become the Shliach of the Baal HaChotzer to be Zeich in Mitzie. Because in order to be a Shliach of the Baal HaChotzer, he has to be designated by the Baal HaMome. So by Matone, so with the name thing throws the Matone, the Chayfetz, into the Chotzer or the Mikabu Matone, so at that point he in effect designates the Chotzer as the Shliach of the Baal HaChotzer. In other words, it's not like in Mina Shliches where the Mishalach appoints the Shliach as the Shliach of the Mishalach. Here, the Neisei appoints the Chotzer as the Shliach of the Baal HaChotzer, of somebody else. So that's halachic. So Shluchas Baal HaMome. But by Mitzie there is no Baal HaMome. So Mimele there cannot be Shluchas. So it can only be Mitam Yad. If it's Mitam Yad, so it has to be Mishtamer. If it's not, so it has to be a Mitzat Chatzerei. But if it's not a Mitzat Chatzerei, not. But if it is Mishtamer, so then it is considered an extension of Yad anyway, because it's the derech of people to store their mitzies in a chotzer that is mishtam. This is how the Ran says. And the Ran says it in Rashi. The Ran says that in the mitzies in Rashi. So that means that according to the Ran, so the reason is why Tefes of Al-Khir, the Mokim Shechav La-Akhir, is Loi Kone, is because he is not a Shluchi Shel Baal HaMome. He is not a Shluchi Shel Baal HaMome. Now, so this is how the Nesides explains the halacha of Tefes Malchim and Shlechav La'Achirim according to the Ram. Now, the Ram is also chelik on Rashi. The Ram is chelik on Rashi. And the Ram holds that the Tefes Malchim and Shlechav La'Achirim is loy kone even if it was a shliach. But it's two separate reasons. In case we are loyos shliach, so then we could only consider it from the point of view of Zohi. So then the reason is why we don't apply the halacha of Zohi, because there is no Zohi for one when it is a chay for the other. There is no Zohi for one when it's detrimental to somebody else. But that's a halacha in Zohi. There is no halacha in shliches, that there is no halacha of shlichus on kameisei if it is to the detriment of another person. Because since there is halacha of shlichus on kameisei, so the shliach represents the mishalach. So just as the mishalach could grab, even though it is to the detriment of the other malchein, so the shliach representing the mishalach could do the same thing. But so why, according to the Ram, the Ram is chilek on Rashi, and he says, "Tei shlachim b'shachav l'achirim is loikone." Even as a shliach, why is loikone even for the shliach? Because he's not shluchas of Olamon. He is not shluchas of Olamon. So that means there are two separate reasons as to why one could not be teifes. One could not be teifes on the basis of Zohim, even without shliches, because there is no halacha of Zohim when it's chavlachim. But why shouldn't he be able to be teifes when he was explicitly designated as shliach by the Balchei? That's because we require shluches of Amon. So that's the shita of Rashi. So Rashi also, the Nisiva says, Rashi also agrees with that shita, except that Rashi holds, when do we apply the halacha of shluches of Bala Momen? Only when there is a Bala Momen. But when there is no Bala Momen, now. So then the Mesiris mentions the Teisves in Bobitzia, that I now if I ask you to go over the Teisves. So Teisves says that a Gori, an Akum, could not tell, let's say, Ruvei to be Zeche in his Chayfetz on behalf of Shiv. On behalf of Shiv. Nagushim. Why? Because Schi is mitam shliches, and since in shliches la'akum, so mimele, he could not. So he has to be. So he could not be. So it's not shliches la'amamim, because when a Yisrael tells Ruvei to be zeche in a chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, so then Ruvein is a shluches of Amami, because the Bala Mami, the one who owns the Chayfetz, so he appoints, he designates Ruvein as the shliach of Shimon, to be Zeche for Shimon. But where an Akum is the Bala Mami, and the shliches la Akum, so the Mele, when Ruvein is Zeche in the Akum's Chayfetz on behalf of Shimon, so he's not a shluches of Amamim because he's a shluches la'akum. But then Tisha says, but suppose there is a chayfet shal hefker on the karka, and the akum tells Ruvei, be zeche in that chayfet shal hefker on behalf of Shimon, then Shimon is zeche. Because since it's hefker, it has no Amamim, so then it doesn't require an appointment by the Amamim. So now, so Tisha says, the finale of Mamziyeh, that when is there a prerequisite of Bala Moshe Bala Momen? When the Chifetz has a Bala Momen. But when the Chifetz has no Bala, not. Oh, but the Nesivah says there is a distinction between, but, so then, so it seems that Teisves and the Ram Achirik, because the Ram mentions Ligam Mitzir, the reason is why a Chotzer cannot be Zeichel Mitzir for the Bala Chotzer. Because we require shluchos of Amamim, but Teisves in Bomitzia says we only require shluchos of Amamim if there is a Bala Amamim. But in Hefker, when there is no Bala Amamim, so an Akum can tell Ruvein to be Zeche in the Chivitz of Hefker on behalf of Shimon, for Shimon. So that Nisiva says, and that's one motion in Ramban in Eulitzies, in Bomitzia, that there is a distinction between Avedin, Lacha Yirush, and Hefker. Because Hefker means it has no Bali. And Aveide Lacha Yirush has a Bali. But there is a Heta sphere, just like Aveide Sakharim before, even without Yirush. So there is a Heta sphere, so everyone can be Zeche. So Aveide Yisroel, Lacha Yirush, everyone has the right to be Zeche. But until someone is Zeche, who is the Bali? The Bala Aveide is the Bali. So the Mele, the Ram says a Prita Bemitziye, because there is a Balamon. So they will require Balamon, Shluchas Balamon. מה שאין כתץ וזה דליטה בהלט, יא. There is no balamomim, it's ownerless property. So the melee, we don't require shluchish balamomim. So, the Nisile says, that Rashi agrees with the Rami, that there are two separate reasons as to why Tivish Balchim, Mokish Echav Lachim, and we call Nehet, in the case where it was not appointed the Shliach. So then we have to consider it from the point of view of Zochim, so there is no Zochim when it's at the expense of somebody else. In the case where it's appointed Shliach, then we can consider it from the point of view of Shulchan Aruch Kemeisim. So the Aloch of Shulchan Aruch Kemeisim should apply into a case where it's Echav Lachim. But there we have different reasons as to why we cannot be in Tevis. The Shliach cannot be in Tevis. Because we require Shluchei Shavu Amomim. But when do we require Shluchei Shavu Amomim? Only when there is a Balamomim. Only when there is a Balamomim. So Rashi Shita is that normally when a Balchim, when a Levi owes money to a Malve, inasmuch as there is Shidis Nechosim, Shibin Nechosim, so all the Nechosim are Meshubet to the Malve. So if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he borrowed $1,000 from Yehud, so then Reuven, the Levi, is not considered a Balamomim. Balamomim means that he has absolute title in the moment. But he doesn't have absolute title in the moment. There is a lien possessed by Shimon and by Yehud. So the Levi, Reuven is not even considered as Balamomim. So the moment of Reuven, that relative to the Balcheves, to Shimon and to Yehude, is like Momin Shel Hefker. So what does Tesis and Momitzia say? That by Momin Shel Hefker, a Nakum can tell Reuven to be Zeiche for Shimon in the Chivish Shel Hefker. Because since it has no Balam Momin, so we don't require Shluchish Balam Momin. So vis-a-vis a Leve who's Nechosim al Mishuvet, to Reuven's Nechosim al Mishuvet, to Shimon and to Yehude. So Reuven is not considered the Balamomim because he doesn't have real title in his money. It's Mishuvet. So the Mele is not a real Balamomim. If he's not a real Balamomim, so the Mele we don't require Shlosh Balamomim. So it's like Mom Shel Hefker, the Beis says. So I mean, it's something strange. So according to Nisibes, Mitzia is considered to have more of a Balamomim than Momim that is Mishubet Balchim. But, so the Nechosim of Reuven, in view of the fact that they are Mishubet to Shimon and to Yehude, so Reuven is not considered a Balamomim. So Memele, Rashi says, if Shimon appointed Levi as a Shliach to grab from Reuven, so that on the basis of Shlomi Kemeis, he can grab. But if Loyo is a Shliach now, so now there is no Kashe. Now there is no Kashe from the Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos of Yom HaBachoshi has reference to a case of Nitalkin, a boat. Yom HaBachoshi was the Malve of the Ahugavne, the deceit. And he didn't cleave any Kapolis. But what did the Nitalkin? It was a little. So Rabbi Kive, according to Rabbi Kive, so the Balchev couldn't even grab. Because without the Yasmer will be stopped. But Rabbi Talton says, no, without the Yasmer will be stopped. But as long as the Mitalton are not in the issues of the ocean, so the Balchev is who's to grab. But Mishumet it isn't. The moment the boat will be taken into the custody of the ocean, so then, even Yom HaBachoshi himself wouldn't be able to play. So the Mele, the Yoshim are considered Balamomim, because the Nechosim are not Mishumet to the Balachimis. Since they are considered Balamomim, so the Mele we require Shluchish Balamomim. So even if Yom HaBachoshi appointed the Shliach as in Shliach to grab, so it's not effective because the Shliach was not appointed by the Balamomim. But in every other case of the Balchim, in view of the fact that the Levi is Nechosim al Mishuvet to the Malve, so Memele is not a real Balamomim. And so Memele, there is no Kashif from the Morim of the Tzim either. because according to the Nisibes, and that's one Loshon in the Ramban, so Mitzie the Balaveini, the Mitzie the Balaveini is considered as a Balamome. But everyone has a right to be Zeche. But until someone is Zeche, who is the Balaveini? So the Balaveini is the Balaveini. So Mele, there is a Balamome. If there is a Balamome, the one who sees it, the one who is Zeche Balachamei here, so cannot appoint, he is not a Balamome. The Balaveini is a Balamome. So the Mele, he cannot appoint. The Reich of Lachamei Ruvein cannot appoint Shimon as a Shliach to be Zeichet, because Shimon was not appointed by Balamomi. The Balamomi, who is the Balamomi? The Balavet. This is what the Siman says in Siman Reishan. Right. Now, let's see what the Ram mentions in the Jewish of it. והיינו מנות שעתיד להכיר בו כמשאין אחד להכיר עם קונן. In other words, here the Gemara says תיבית בהכיר בו כמשאין להכיר עם קונן. The implication is that תיבית בהכיר בו כמשאין אחד להכיר עם קונן. Let's say if Ruben just borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, but he didn't borrow $1,000 from anybody else, and then Levi grabs the Nechosi of Ruben on behalf of Shimon, so it's effective. Because I believe Zal Bichume, the Dafke Bimokim Pike Seder de Balchem, Kigim Begeisis, the Litopis Lim Absid Maudel Gam, Mishim Dame Mitalto Yas, Mishab Zahay, Lidin Bigmore, in Ame Bigabra Lim Absid Mirse. Now, there is out, so the Rif says in the Chube that when do we say the tape is Balchim Vimokim Shaloi Chavachim, where there is no other Malome, is Kone, that is, if there is a hardship situation for the Balchim, if the circumstances are such that if the Balchim, if let's say, Levi will not grab from Ruben on behalf of Shimon, so then Shimon will sustain and irretrievable loss. For example, let's say he's a Gaisis. Let's say Ruben is a Gaisis. And he's expected to die any moment. So then he played and he owed Shimon $1,000. And Ruben, who is a Gaisis, now has no real property, he has no kakoyes, he has only mitaltelin. So if he dies, so then Shimon will not be able to collect his debt. So, under some circumstances, if Levi is grabs from Ruben, so it's effective. In view of the fact that it's loy chav lachim, he says, "Ki begeis loy tovis mashma al gamu shdal tal yasu shdal lachim li din igmor." In am begavu de mafzit nirs. In am only here in the chosov. Let's say if he anticipates that Ruben is going to declare himself in bankruptcy, and then it will be impossible to collect the debt. So then Levi has a right to grab from Ruben on behalf of Shimon, if it's not Chavachim. So Bichio Amdino Nikon Chavere, Vitakone Ushimskimu, Hoyu Hoyu Balchigomi, Vyochum Preu Balchig Vashish Netzlei Loi, Elah Izeimelei, Lal Balvorim Nidia, Vishayimlei. It's a bit chiddush in the Rif. So in other words, the Rif Shite is that neither I say, not only Tevis L'Balchim V'Mokim Shechav L'Achim V'Mokim, even Tevis L'Balchim V'Mokim Sheloi Chav L'Achim V'Mokim. But it's a special takone. A special takone. The Tevis L'Balchim V'Mokim Shechav L'Achim, Tevis L'Balchim V'Mokim Shechav L'Achim should be coming. Shmokim Shaloi Chav L'Achim should be coming. When were the Chachomim Misake that he should be Kone? Only in a hardship situation. But in a non-hardship situation, the Chachomim were not Misake, then it's Uklira the right. So in other words, the Shite of the Rif is that Midraise the union of Chav Achirim is not important. Midrash, who can grab from the Levi, the Malvim Samar. But somebody else cannot grab. And it's mashma from the Reiv, Shtube, that even if the Levi, that Midrash, even if the Malvim would appoint, let's say, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and he didn't borrow from anybody else any money. Shimon is the only Balchayim. And even if Shimon will appoint Levi as his shliach to grab from Reuven, the rice is not effective. Why? Because Reuven can say to Levi, Lavod von Midiat, do I owe you anything? What right do you have to grab from me? I owe Shimon, let him come. But me son Ho, I mean, you are not my old boy. As a matter of fact, there seems to be a riot from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that a Balchayim, if he has, let's say, if Reuven has a claim against Shimon, if Reuven has a claim against Shimon, he cannot appoint Itayim. He cannot appoint Levi as his tayim, unless he gives him Kiyah HaShoei. Kiyah HaShoei means that he, in English it's called the power of attorney, but what it means out of being, Kiyah HaShoei means that he becomes a partner in the claim of Reuven. In other words, he assigns him a portion of the debt that Shimon owes him. So then he becomes a Balvoi. But if Reuven has a litigation against Shimon, even though Reuven appointed Levi as a shliach, because Rabbah born in the yad. So we see that Shmuel Rishon Kemeisei does not imply that he becomes a baldova. Shmuel Rishon Kemeisei only implies that he can carry out a certain act on behalf of the Mishalach. But when another party is involved, the other party can say, I have no dealings with you. I don't want to litigate with you. So mainly, unless he gives him a Kiyah HaShoei, so he assigns a portion of the debt of the claim, whether it's half or a third or a fourth or a fifth, it doesn't matter how small a portion it is. So in other words, by giving him a Kiyah HaShoei, he becomes a shutev. So he's himself a teveya. But otherwise, for shliches, he cannot become a teveya. He cannot be a teyan. So the Meir Gaviv says, midraise, even teyan malchim mokim shaloi chav malchim yom shaloi tameh. Even if he was a shliach, because la baldovim did yat. He cannot become a baldova. He cannot become a baldova. Now, but there are many b'shenim v'achir v'kandarim. So the Ripshite is that midraise doesn't make any difference. Chav v'achirim, not chav v'achirim. Even loy chav v'achirim. But with the Rabbanon, the Chachomim are misakin in a hardship situation that it should be kone, but only in a hardship situation, but in one hardship situation, so you make loy chav lachirim is kone, and even if it was a shliach. But the other shame, lachir we can believe. So the question is, doesn't it appear from the Gemara in the Kamen Merube that a teveya cannot appoint somebody else as a teyer, because the Nitva can tell the Shliach of the Teveya Labal Dvorim Diviyat. So we see that he doesn't become a Baldova. If he doesn't become a Baldova, how can he grab? So the other Rishonim hold that one can become a Baldova on the basis of Shliches. But he can only become a Baldova on the basis of Shliches relative to the Mishalach. So the Mele, the other Rishonim, Achir Kandarim, they say that if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and there are no other Balachayis, and then Shimon appoints Levi as his shliach to grab from Reuven, then Reuven cannot say to Levi, who comes to grab, Lavod von Midiat, he says. You say so, but I represent Shimon, so Shluch HaShon Kemeri say, and I can do everything that my Mishalach can do. I represent it. You don't like it? It's too bad. But Shluch HaShon Kemeri say. But in connection with the litigation, so then the claimant, the Teveya, Reuven, cannot impose it upon Shimon that Shimon should have the burden of litigating with Levi. So in other words, Shluchei for Shliches he can authorize. So Shimon can authorize Levi that Levi should have all the authority that he has, but he cannot impose it upon the other Maldin, that the other Maldin should recognize this representation of the Tiberium. So, in other words, for Shliches with Keach HaShoyeh, so then he can force, so then the Shliach HaShoyeh can force the Nitva, that the Nitva should litigate with him. Because then he becomes a Baldomer himself. But without Keach HaShoyeh, so relative to the Mishalach, he can represent the Mishalach. And he becomes a Baldomer also relative to the Mishalach. But he cannot become a Baldomer relative to the Nitva. So maybe the Nitva can tell him, what will go on the Diyah? So what will the Shliach of the Tiberias say to him? I represent the Mishalach, fine. But I don't have to recognize the wishes of the Tiberias. Mashiach came when he comes to grab. He doesn't ask him to recognize. He just grabs. He doesn't impose anything upon him. He just grabs. He takes away his coat, that's all. So whether the Levi recognizes or not is not important. So that's why, if it's not Chavrachine, so on the basis of Shliches, he becomes a Baldomer too. But on the basis of Shliches, he couldn't impose upon the other Baldin the burden of recognizing him as a Baldomer. Alright, now let's see. Then, let's see what the Ritva says on this email. Das Rabbeinu, that's the Rav. The Lom HaTiv is Balchiv Kone, Afilu B'loi Chav Lachirin, Eloheche Bishavi Balchiv Shliach Litevis. Do me that he hooked the Yema Bachoshi, the Pirik HaKisi, the Ahu Arab, the Oma Lishluche Benis Vesnere, Eloheche Bishavi Shliach, Eli Rishus Litevis, Vafilu B'moke, Shloi Chav Lachirin, Vishom Aliyidoch Lab Baldwon Didiat, Wie hoch er aber dann durch habe ich mir, weil mir kam die Idee, weil mir mal eine haben schon die Kilometer mal Matrix mit da und mit das und mit das nicht was da was. Ihm kann hat ich mich aber schlier. Det wir hoch. Wir nehmen wir die hoch mit zwei zwar für nur ich habe ich schlier. Mir schon die Sache nur noch schon von. Wenn ich habe nicht was, gib ich euch heil mit nach. So na weit. Der Ritwischite ist the contrary of the Ritwischite. Der Ritwischite ist der mit der Reise. Der mit der Reise. So, so, Tevis Bachim, Mokim Shaloi Chav Lachirim Zloi Kon. Because Labal Dvorim the Diyat. Labal Dvorim the Diyat, even if Ozi Shliach. But, Mid Rabbonon, so in a hardship situation, so then it is Kon. Only in a hardship situation. But in a non-hardship situation, it's Zuk Madaraitse, so it's Zloi Kon. Even if it's Zloi Ozi Shliach. That's the Shit of the Rit. Even if it is Ozi Shliach. So, in a non-hardship situation, or with the Reise, in any situation, even if it's also Shliach, that's the Shita of the Rit. The Shita of the Rit for you is no. B'mokim shaloi chav l'achirim. So then, if loy also Shliach is kone, with the Reise, why? Because for Shliche, for Zochin, he can become a Baldomer too. Whether Shliach, Tam Shliach, Shliach, Lam Tam Shliach, for Zohim, so he can represent the moment for Zohim. And why does Gemara say that a Shliach that is does not have a Keach HaShoyeh, so the Levi, the Nitva does not have to litigate with him, because without Keach HaShoyeh he cannot impose upon the Nitva the burden of recognizing him as a Baldomer. But relative to the Mishalach, He is a Baldomer, and even if he wasn't appointed as a Shliach, that's the Shita of the Ritva. And then the sheet of the law is in between. So he says, if it's not chavlachelim, then by also shliach it is effective. But if it's lo yoseh shliach, so even if it's lo yichav lachine, it's still ineffective. In other words, what's the sheet of the law? The sheet of the law is as follows, that if it's yoseh shliach, so through explicit shliches, so then it can become a baldova relative to the mishalach. But if lo yoseh shliach, and we have to resort to the aloche of zochen modem shel lifonov, so there is no, he cannot, through zochen, he cannot become a baldova. Only through explicit shlichas it can become about the law, but not through zochin. So we have three shittes. We have the shittes of Yiv, then the shittes of Yitro, and the shitte of the law. Alright. Vim teva. Diyoch lekom arabi echad, ilu achim akishu chava achir, ilu ikone, ufi kam nutzi, kotsova magmi nutzi rabi, ikone chava irei. Viho biho talie, kitkom arosho mabach, nirav chizde, tam tabayo ikone, maitai mabit ilu achim akishu chava achir. Viyesh leim ad, rabi ich mechali nutzi al balchei. Ishani nutzi, edu migin zoch lenab, shizoch lenab lechav. So rab nach, menu rav chizde, they hold in vachim akishu chava achir, ilu ikone, and we don't say migin di boi zoch lenab, shizoch lenab, shizoch lenab lechav. Rabbi Yechon, however, he holds that Vachim Akshecha Barachim and Leikone, but he holds that the Yechon is Ochel Nafshe, is Ochel Echav, Koloim. Omer Afri, now let's say, no, the thesis would be fine. Koloim Abduke Ima Schudom, Vim Tema, Vor Rabbi Yechon and Leslie Ten Kisri, Ikom Adrei Kanu Mitzie, Amagbi Mitzie Lechav Eire, כל אחד הערי, ואם תימא משנוסינו, דיקומת נולי ולמס חולי, ותירץ רב לטעם, תדעת כי איך אני נעס אחרס מקניס, אמרו נותן כסחי, ולא יבנצי, so the first question that Jesus raises is, here Rabbi Yechonon says, תנו איס כסחי, and אם בו מציע, גם in the case of אדיר צילך הערי, so אם תימא משנוסינו, דיקומת נולי ולמס חולי, so it could be said, so we see the tell is not כסחי, ותראה את המתם, דידת כי ירידה זה אחרס מקניסו. אמרו נותן כסחי ולא ימצי So רב נתם places several limitations upon the principle of תן כסחי. So the first limitation that רב נתם mentions is that תן כסחי, we only say he was דאס אחרס מקניסו. But not in the case of מציא where there is no דאס אחרס. So in the משפט הלושן, if it's a das acheres, so in the mishpat aloshen 10 has the connotation of sri. But if it's not das acheres makna yisom, so in the mishpat aloshen 10 does not have the connotation of sri. Vim tema. Now then, the teisus says another kash. Vim tema le mandomar, we think mamish loshen le pikotin. What does mamish loshen mean? Mamish loshen means, by pikotin, it consists of which three? The mafki, the nifket, and the zeich. So, the mandoma, so there's a machleke between Rav Popper and Rav Zvid and the next staff as to whether the law that Takon of Maimish Loshen applies to Milva also, the Maimish Loshen of the Malv and the Lev in the Zeche, or it applies only to Pikot. So according to the mandoma who says that Maimish Loshen applies only to Pikot, only to Pikot, in other words, according to Rav Pope, that my mitzvah, according to Rav Zvid, that my mitzvah applies only to Pikotin. So the question, and my mitzvah is a Hilchas Emilitayim, is a special Takonis Chachonim. So why was it necessary for the Chachonim to be misaki my mitzvah in order to make business transactions more convenient, but why was it necessary to resort to a takone of Maimish Loshen in order to enable the mafkit to give away, to assign the pikodin to the zeiche? He could do it without recourse to Maimish Loshen by simply telling the nifket, you give it to the zeiche, so tell me skisri. Wie der Matur, mal so schön Gott mal so sagt mal schloss dann dreht da wird so eine Teile, tape ich mich mit denke ich. Wie ich schlimm war, die Hut ich hol sagt mal mich schloss die Konne auf wenn abkommen wir an nicht gehen. Schin abkommen wir nach hier. So he says there is a big enough there is one situation where on the basis of denke ich it wouldn't be shy because when is a child to say denke ich if the one who is in her for the third party for the doni for the mikabel so they, he makes a king. So what kind of king? Yad or chotzer. But suppose the pikodin is not in the chotzer, is not in the rishus of the nifket. Let's say Reuven deposited with Shimon a golden watch, and then Shimon gave it away to a watch repairer. He should fix the watch. And then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are standing in the same room, and Reuven says, "Take the golden watch to Levi." So, if there hadn't been a takonah of my mitzvot, then Levi wouldn't acquire title the golden watch, because on the basis of Tenkes Sri, so Shimon has to make a kinyan. So if Shimon keeps the golden watch in his pocket or in his drawer, so Chatzel Kiyodei, so then he makes a kinyan. But suppose he gave it away to the watch repairer, so he doesn't make any kinyan. So how could Levi acquire title in the golden watch? But on the basis of my mitzvoshti, if the three of them are standing in the same room, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven says to Shimon, the golden watch that I deposited with you, even though it's in the shop of the watch repairer, so I want you to give it to Levi, so then Levi acquires title in it. So that's why it was necessary. Oh, another talent. Oh, she yikna from Bakoko Shalivkin. Which forest they come. Because they said that if Gimel Amud Beis mentions a raya that my mitzloshten is effective even bal kolche of the nifket, or bal kolche of the leve. According to Mandomar, that my mitzloshten applies to Alboy as well. So in other words, if Reuven deposited a golden watch with Shimon and he wants to give it to Levi, so if the three of them are in the same room, and Reuven says to Shimon, you give the golden watch to Levi, so Levi is gaining it, even though Shimon is unhappy with it. So if the heavy minute are going to find him, and on the base of Tenki Sri, so he has to have Das, he has to have Das, to Shimon has to have Das to be Zeyre for Levi, but if Shimon doesn't want, so Levi couldn't be Zeyre, so that's why it was necessary to resort to Takonet Mamishlosh. Before the Kambas is Hashem, he couldn't have Balkov. Wie denn? Und was ließen wir kam und nun wir kleine Mäßig nach Amise und mit der Rabzid Mamed Gimu war mein Vorstein, was ließen wir im Tank ist Rie. So now, Rav Netam mentions another limitation upon the principle of Tank ist Rie. Wenn Rav Netam die Teller habe ich ist Rie, ich schmisse mir Adomel Yad Oyad und was ließen wir Maschwe de Meire Woche wenn ich hasch da Hude bo Metzie, gab mir Metzie wo zu einem Misaki, mal beschlossen, die Kone aber bis ich im Mund gebe, jode mich in Lachei die Ahrfer gab, die Hosen war aber Tank ist Rie. So far, Rav Netam mentioned two limitations. One is that my mishloshten, that Tenkisri does not apply. Tenkisri does not apply to Mitzir, because Tenkisri can only apply to a case where there is a Dazacheres. Now, second limitation is that even in the case where there is a Dazacheres, only when there is a Mitzir and Yad Liyad, then we say Tenkisri. But if there is no Mitzir and Yad Liyad, we don't say Tenkisri. Now, Ramtan mentions another Chiddush. Veipir Shamtan the Shichre and Avik Yomei. The Kamedim and Tevil of Yisri. Avu Rav Natan and Avik Yisri. The Shichre will have Dovid Leinach. Nafshi will have Mishach Alei. Mishimoche Och Choshiv Tichayiv. The Amrin of Yitin Yisri. So Ramtan says the team by Das Acheres Makne Yisra. Not always do we apply the principle of Tein Yisri. Matoni is certainly Das Acheres Makne Yisra. But Tein Yisri we don't say. Tenki Sri you only say by Chayim, by Pekotin, by Shichu, you also said why the Aloch of Tenki Sri? Because Shichu, under normal circumstances, it's also to be Mishachar. Kolam Mishachar Abdi Ilabez, so, Otu Gashi Yaskinen, so when the Gemara discusses a case of Shichu, it discusses a case of Shichu Beheter. That means, if there a case where the Eved was loyal to the Odin, and he was nice to the Odin, so the male Odin is indebted, Machmas HaKoras Teve, to the Eved, so then it's a Chayim. it's a chayiv of akor esteir. There is no kfiyah, but it's a chayiv. So there we say tenkisri. In other words, there's another limitation upon tenkisri. So one limitation is that it doesn't apply to a case where there is no das achetz. A second limitation is it doesn't apply to a case where there is no misir of yam yam. A third limitation it is there is that even when there is a das achetz, only when there is a chayiv, when there is a legal or moral obligation to pay. So then we say tenkisri. But where there is no moral obligation, not a legal, not a moral obligation, matone, so then we don't say tenkisri. But this Gemara only tells us that Heilach is Lav Kisri, even though Heilach is Kisri by Pikodin and Milvei. But how do we know that Ted also is not Kisri Matone? Maybe Ted has more of a connotation of Sri than Heilach. So Heilach is only Kisri by Matone, I'm sorry, by Pikodin and Chayim. Heilach is only Kisri by Pikodin and Chayim. But not by Matone, but maybe Ten, that is more expressive of Sri than Heilach, is Kisri even by Matone? How do we know? So is Midalik. He mentions the Rai. Echim de Heilach is Lav Kisri, Tanav Lav Kisri. Diab Kisri, Matone, Gimab Yorim, Bekodin, Umay Pnam Ten, Dichim, Dichim, Rashmin, and Afil Heilach Kisri, by Bekodin and Milve. So it is superfluous to mention that Ten is Kisri by Milo Bekotten. Komschen ten Kisri. Da fin matone abe Kisri. So in other words, the Rai it's a fein deal. In other words, why does the Gemara have to spell out the ten is Kisri by Milo Bekotten? Once it is mentioned that Heilach is Kisri by Milo Bekotten. Assuming the ten is Kisri even by Matone, where Heilach is not Kisri, so lachas kamo v'chamo, ten, that is Kisri even by Matone, so where Heilach is not Kisri, so v'anur v'kikotun, where Heilach is Kisri, certainly ten should be Kisri. So why does the Gemara have to spell it out, that ten is Kisri v'anur v'kikotun? So it's a raya that by Matone even ten is not Kisri. So the main thing the Gemara has to tell us that by Milo Pekotten, ten is Kisri. Or, V'vii v'raim t'isefti k'tonet behetet emon l'otrei sh'nechayim l'ot k'on sh'ech yodi v'chein heilich in echei zeh v'chayim v'ach yosom ten mon ezeh l'pleini t'esh t'ar matan ezeh l'pleini o heilich o tzol arze yarze s'chei mon ezeh l'pleini s'kam mon ezeh l'pleini o tzol arze yarze al metani behetet matan ezeh habet en Kisri. All right. Within 5 minutes I want to start. Please. Yerushalmi Bori. Hagatz mecho. Hoi abdi shel kotzim. Harichim gulem. Harisho yisoy ishte shomu kishrim. Haris chusulo. Less mochel kado. Ilu amich rabbi shel midai ti shemu in mochu. Ilu am ganishi shel midai to shemu migrashisi. Kiru shal de ache. Hoi vidin karo kor chay vin ishe migrash al de ache bakoch. Now what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? Now, so, the Yerushalmi raises a question. The Rabbonu of Chameyer say that under all circumstances, Shichol is a schus, and under all circumstances, Gilishin is a chayv. So he says we can, so Yerushalmi read the question, we can visualize circumstances under which Shichol is a chayv. Let's say the master of the Eved is a prince, and the Eved is able to enjoy, as long as he's an Eved of that master, a luxurious, comfortable life with beautiful home and delicious food, and then once he's Yetzer HaChirusah, he won't have all these luxuries and all these comforts. So how can you say that it is a always Yisrus? And then suppose the husband of the woman is a leper, is a mikeshrim, it's a contagious disease. So then it's Yisrus for her to be divorced from such a husband. So why does the Mishnah say that Gerushin is always a chayv? So this is the kashi. Now the kashi is very understandable, but the teretz of the Yerushalmi is not so understandable. So the Yerushalmi gives the teretz elokado. So the reason as to why shichu is always ischus, even by Eretz Yochotzin, even if the master of David is a prince, because one can sell the Eret to another master, and shall be died there then. And the reason is why Gereshim is always a chayiv, even though the husband is in Kishchin, has a contagious disease, is because Ilam Garish is only died there, and the Geresh is in. So in other words, and there can be Gereshim by Kosh, but only if it is handed over into the hands of the Isha directly. But suppose the Isha makes herself unavailable, she escapes from the husband, she's in another city, and she makes herself unavailable to the husband, then the husband cannot be Moser. So how does that answer the question? Now, so let's understand each teretz separate. There are two kashas that the Yerushalmi asks. One kasha of the Yerushalmi is in the case where the Eved is an Eved Shel Kotzin, so it should be a chayv. So the Yerushalmi the teretz, ilu amich rabbi shalom daide shem in mocho. So obviously this teretz of the Yerushalmi is in conformity to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says here, when Reb Meir said to the Chachomi, he shaktu me, so he says, So Rav Meir said, he shaktuni al amzenis, mati shibuni al atrumot. In other words, in case, how can you say that this? In other words, Rav Meir says to the Chachomim, how can you Chachomim say that in all circumstances shichul is a schus, even if the eved is an eved shalkeyen? But if the eved is an eved shalkeyen, so as long as he's an eved, so he has an opportunity to eat trumot. He can even go to the Bisageren and eat trumot. Even if the Odin doesn't give it. So he can go to the Bisageren and eat trumot. Mashenkin, if he's eating the chelus, so he becomes deprived of this special benefit that he enjoyed as long as he was an eved of the king. So the Gemara, that's the question that is raised by Reb Meir to the Chachom. So Chachomim said, Hanim kum hadra, you must listen, mipnei shehu kiyone, di boi yeshokri abo ezuzem in Yisrael, u posalei kol eichad yisem. So the Rashbo, the Chidush Rashbo explains it. In other words, what does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir says to the Chachomim, he becomes deprived of Truma. So the little bit of Truma, so Yishokul kineget freedom. Of course, I mean, to be a Bechirin is more than counterbalances the detriment that is involved in the deprivation of eating Trum. So the Rashbo says, of course, Rameya doesn't say that the deprivation of Trum is worth more than all this schuyis of being a Bechirin. That he doesn't say. But Rameya says to the Chachomim is this. He says, the halacha of Zochar Mo'adim Shel Bifono can only apply to a case where every aspect is an aspect of Zchus. And there is no element of freedom, of detriment, of disadvantage. But if there is a situation where on the whole it's Zchus, in other words, the Zchus element is the predominant element, outweighs the detriment element. But as long as there is a detriment element, even though the predominant character of the shichur is chulus, we can't say zochar v'nishalbo. We can only apply the halacha of zochar v'nishalbo in front of. We can only apply the halacha of zochar v'nishalbo in front of in a case where there is no detriment element. But if there is a detriment element, but when you weigh one against the other, so this chulus weighs more. So then you cannot say zochar l'odo, zochar l'odishol b'fonav. Only when there is no element of detriment. This is the pshat. The Kedusha Rashbo says this is the pshat in Rabeya. Not that Rabeya felt that being able to eat chumor is worth more than chumor. That's inconceivable. Now, so the Rashbo says that in Rabeya. But the same thing is true of Rabbon too, because if the Rabbon had been chayrik on Rabbeya, and Rabbonon held, no, as long as predominantly on the whole it's chus, so even though there is an element of detriment, so we can still apply the loch lachshon fonav. So why do they have to resort to this svore? Because the boy shoko abo zuzem Yisroel posleik oleich adise, because he can sell him anyway to Yisroel and deprive him anyway. Why do they have to resort to it? So we see that Rabbanon agree with the longness of Rabbeya, that there is no halacha of zochar l'odishol b'fonav in any case where there is a single element of detriment, even though on the whole it's more schus than chayim. But Rabbanon say, where on the whole it's more schus than chayim, and the schus overweighs the chayim. But there is a single element of detriment. If that element of detriment could not be caused anyway to the Eved, then we don't say Zohar L'Shul Fonav. But if the element of detriment could be caused to the Eved anyway, and on the whole, it's much more schus than chayimor, then we say Zohar L'Shul Fonav. So this is what Rabbon said to Rameya. Haime, because Mahadralei, we must listen. So, in other words, if on the whole it would be chayvo, so then we wouldn't say zochar l'odishol b'fonav. So zochar l'odishol b'fonav, just because that chayvo can be caused to him anyway. Or even if the schus and the chayvo had been shpul, so then we wouldn't say that on account of the fact that the chayvo could be caused to him anyway, so the mele we can say zochar, just because he could bring about that disadvantage to the Eved anyway, so mele because of that he can do it shalom b'fonav too. But if on the whole the schus outweighs the chayvo, but there is a special halachim zochar shalom b'fonav that we cannot apply zochar if there is a single element of detriment, even though the element of detriment is relatively insignificant when compared with the major elements of schus. But that's the halacha. We cannot say zochar if there is an element of detriment involved in that sphere. So then, if the element of detriment itself could be caused without the shichur, so then we ignore that element of detriment. So since the simple element of detriment that shichur involves could be brought upon, could be imposed upon David anyway. Suppose he's not mishachar. All the one has to do is to sell the same Eved to Yisroel. So he'll sustain the same element of detriment anyway, so he'll be deprived of truma. So mamela we don't consider it. So that's the teres in Yerushalm. The Yerushalm, Esrikashe, we can visualize a case where Shichur is a chayli. What's the case? Suppose he's an Eved of a Kotzin, of a nobleman, a prince, who is also a prince in character and who treats him so nicely and who cares for him. So then, on the whole, it's more of a chayli than it's chus. On the whole. Unless he says, give me liberty or give me that. All right, but the average person does not believe in that concept, give me liberty or give me that. So the male on the whole, so it's more of a schus than a chayim. But the Yerush still the Rabbi, still. So the Yerushalmi says that on the whole it's more schus than chayim. Even if he's an Eved, I just made that mistake because in connection with Isha, so where she is a wife of a Mukeshchin, then on the whole, it's more schus than chayim. But in connection with Shicho, so even if he's an Eved Shel Kotzin, so on the whole, so it's more schus than chayim, to be bechayim. Even though he's an Eved Shel Kotzin. So now the Odin is very nice to him, but he might change. And what will he do if this Odin dies and then he'll be the Eved of somebody else? So the Mele, Chevo Shicho is always on the whole, predominantly Yisrus. But like this, the Rabbanim say that Shicho does not even involve a single element of detriment. Mashiach came in the case of Abishol Kotzen, so predominantly it is his rules, but then there is a single element of detriment, because there are certain disadvantages. So the Yerushalmi gives the Teretz, since on the whole, Shichu is always his rules, even in the case where he's an Abishol Kotzen. But we cannot say Zochanot Meshul Bifonov if there is a single element of detriment. But this single element of detriment could be imposed upon the Eved anyway, the Kotzin, without being Mishacharim. He could just sell him to a poor man, to a poor master. So, and on the whole, Shicho is his schus under all circumstances, even if he is an Eved of a Kotzin. But in the case of Eved Shel Kotzin, there is a single element of detriment. But that single element of detriment could be imposed upon him anyway. So it's like an Eved Shel Geir. This is it. Then, in regard to the case where the wife is the wife of the Mikesh Shmuel, that's what I meant, and that's the reason as to why I made that mistake. So, in the case where the wife is the wife of the Mikesh Shmuel, in other words, what's Mikesh Shmuel? Mikesh Shmuel means a contagious disease. That's Mukeshri. So then, predominantly, it's his schus. Because after all, as long as she is not divorced, she is exposed to the possibility of becoming infected with this disease. So then it is predominantly his schus to be divorced. But, by Gevashim, there is always an element of detriment. What kind of an element of detriment? Because Tav Lemesav Tav Dum Lemesav Amor. That in itself, so even when the husband is a Mukeshrim and is afflicted with a contagious disease, there is still, so on the whole, predominantly it's a schus to be divorced. But there is a, that does not wipe out the element of detriment of remaining alone, of Tavle Mesav Tam Dubel Mesav Amalek. And then something else, because of Mizenis, a husband is Mechuyev to support his wife, so even if the husband is a Mukeshrim, So he's still obligated to support her, but the moment he divorces her, so she's not entitled to any support from him. So there are elements of detriment. But who, on the whole, the predominant character of Gevashim in such a case where the husband is a Mukeshrim, is whose? But we do not say so on the show before now. Even if on the whole it is whose, unless that element of detriment could be imposed upon the person anyway. But here it couldn't be imposed upon the person anyway. Because if she doesn't want to be divorced, all she has to do is to leave town and make herself unavailable. What can the husband do? He cannot be migarisha if she makes herself unavailable, bal kocho. So that's the Yerushalmi Teretz. So the Mele, we cannot say Zohar Lo Bifonov. All right. I think that's the claim shot, Yerushalmi. Right, now, Omer Rav Chizki, Hatim is the Balchei, Mimokim Shechav Lacherim, Bonu Machlekes, and Bezem Rabot, ניתנה משלים לזאת פייר גומר לבנות בנעוני, רב לזר אם לזוך עליהם, וחכום ממנו יתנו לו להמצוא וישן. אומר המאימר ביתם רב קופ, סוד גמור ומונת את רב חיז לסת, ודת במחלוקת ביתוי רב לזר עד רב בנון, ורב לזר סוד, der hat ihn wach immer geschraubt, auch hier im Iskon. So wenn wir hier, der Brun, der hat der Peje, vor ein Adaroni, vor ein Sötenoni, so ist auch alle, even though in der beide Pfeibs, a third only of the opportunity of collecting the same pay. So ist die Wachim auch geschraubt, auch hier im Iskon. Er hat auch immer gesagt, die Wachim auch geschraubt, auch hier im Iskon. This is at the expense of the third only, the third, the fourth, I mean, all the Ani, who cannot collect this pay as a result of this person's gathering of this pay for this, for a certain one. Omar Ameim Ha'amitim Rav Kopi Dil Meloi, Ah, Tali Komar Ablezer Oso, Modi Midi Di Boli Mafto, Ni Yichseva Vooni, Di Chozelei, Ni Yim Zochle Nafshe, Zochle Chav, Zochle Chav, Avloch Eloi, Lama Yizik Mora says, that Enoch Name, that Reb Lezer can hold that Hatim Shmachim Mokish Chava Achirim is loika. But the reason is why here he says it's kone, because here there is a mige, that mige is ochre nafshe, so is ochre lechave. But here you have to resort to two miges. First of all, because the one who collects the payer for the one is a moshe right now. So in other words, what he has is miyodeh to be mafkev in the chosim and become an oni. And then he'll be able to be zeichet for himself. Now the Gemara Rabbi Yechanan says, Tim vachim vachshechav la'achirin is lo ikoni. But, amagbir mitzil l'chaveir is kone chaveir. Why? Because migedi boi is ochle nafsh, is ochle chave. But over there, there is only one, we have to resort only to only one migedi. But here, Rabbi Lezer says that we can have recourse even to two migedis. Migedi boi mafkev in the chosim, abo onim chosim migedi ochlash vachram. Avrochelo, the outcome of the Rabbonim Hoson, and Rabbonim can also say that Hati Yivachim Bokishcha V'achirim is Kone. But the time is El Vichsi, Lo Yisilaket Loni, Lo Yisilaket Loi Loni, Lo Yisilaket Loi Loni. So in other words, so the Haloche of Yisilaket Loni implies that he cannot gather the pay for somebody else. But in general, the Rabbanon can say that the Tikkun Machim Makshachav Achim is gone. The Reb Lezer, how you select my Yavidle, mi boyle lehazir leoni al shalem. How you select my Yavidle? So Reb Lezer says that to select implies a aloche that if a noni is has his sode, so he's also mechuyev to give like a cheat for pay of money. With lucky money, some chin lachmon zlak don lag yatash b'ashim and smuchel zlak ha'ak with zin ha'on la'azirun al shorei yon ho'o vidu peyim ish v'son in zlak osu lani yama peyye now the cases di mori di chuyev ba'oni di rakot peyish lebeleti ba'achim ha'kishcha ba'achim lo ikone el v'chsi v'ish lucky money v'im teina ulman gom ha'fele kamen itmu rekom in zlom rachmone v'isabu Iyobit Nahame, Imke Ikononi. So this is a kashe. What does the Gemara say? That the Rabbonon ate it might agree that if Machim Moksha Halachim is coming. The reason as to why here he cannot collect the pay for an Oni is because there is a special Zerasakosu, Loisilaki Oni. So this is a kashe. There is a machlok, if you have a yom robin kmo. As to what I call him, it's a machmur nisav, it is yomid mehame or yomid, is loy mehame. So all this says, that call him, it's a machmur nisav, it is yomid mehame, is yomid loy mehame. And Abaye says, call him, it's a machmur nisav, is yomid mehame. So according to Abaye, it says, call him, it's a machmur nisav, yomid is mehame. So even though there is an isya to collect for another oni, but it should be effective. So why the Rabbonim say, that is not effective. The Shleima, the Hoche, Bosal Yisilaki, Ksivon, Yivlagei, Yataze, Benison, Mashma Vikone. But here, because of the Smichus between Yisilaki, between Mishilaki and Lomi like that as a face. So the Zasakosov implies that it's ineffective. Why don't we learn out from here, from this Zasakosov of this Lakin Leoni, that I'm a beer mitzir lechavere to return a chavere. Return a chavere. So Teitz says, the Hoches Vorel, shall we zoch so teiro, Leoni eloma shekolecho milakeit litzirachat. Why? What's the pshat? Why is it this Vorel, shall we zoch so teiro, Leoni eloma shekolecho milakeit litzirachat? So Teitz is saying, that the Zerzakosu of Misilakit Leoni. So first of all, it involves Zilab and Isa. That a person is not allowed to collect pay, like a chikhu pay for somebody else. And then, on account of the smichus of Misilakit Leoni, so there is another Zerzakosov implicit in this Smichus, that he cannot be Zeiche for the other one. That's the Pshat of the Smichus between Loni Lagia Tazepeisom and Mislak Loni. So Teisha's Kasha was, when Teisha said, Velila Tnohe, the Alma Bagri, Mitzil Chavir, and Nidon Chavir. So what kind of a Kasha is it? Over there, how can we learn it out? Over there is a love. There is a love. Mashalik in here, there is no Isa. Is there an Isa to pick up in his ear for somebody else? The Shaila is whether it's effective. But there is certainly no Isa. But here there is an Isa, there is a love of this Lakedon. There's a love. So what? So why does Jesus ask, the answer is, because we have two Zerzakosovs here. First of all, there is a lot of this lack of money. Then we have another Zerzakosov, on account of the juxtaposition, the smichus, between money like it has a face on, and this lack of money. So we have another Zerzakosov that it's ineffective. So mainly, let us learn out from the other Zerzakosov. He says, no, the other Zerzakosov, we cannot learn out. We cannot draw an analogy between the Abiyah Mitzil Chavir and over there. Because over there is this one, Shom Rizok Sotiro Oni El Kuma Shereach Mulaki, Litzir Chatzmei, Litzir Chatzmei. So over there is an Issa also. So maybe it's Mistaber to say that the other Zerzakosov, that it's ineffective, it cannot be Zerche. Oh, it's only limited to that case where there's an Issa also. Masha'iki Magbiyah Mitzil Chavir, there is no Issa.